Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Great way to start off your week is with a phone call to me. And the phone number is, as the gentleman says, 855-99-375-69. So we had our first real taste of spring over the weekend. I mean, Friday was nice, but it was a little windy, so it was a little cool. But Saturday was like the best day of the universe. I mean, it was just incredibly terrific. I mean, everybody was out, and people were in shorts and smiling, and it was just fantastic. And Sunday looked the same until you went outside, and then so I was sort of all in my little spring gear and nearly froze. And now it's pouring rain and cold, so... Ta-da! I think it's just, you know, it's that kind of year where it's that time of year where Mother Nature's saying, I'm going to tease you. And so Mother Nature is teasing us, but I will never tease you. I will be very straightforward with you. All you have to do is give me a holler, as Heather has done, at 855-993-7569. Heather, hello. Hopefully it's sunshiny where you are. Is it sunshiny where you are? Heather, are you there? We don't quite have Heather on. Heather?
Yes, I'm here.
There you are. We thought maybe we'd lost you for a moment. All right.
Oh, no. Sorry about that. Thank you so much. I have a relationship issue, and I'm hoping that you'll listen real carefully to the precipitating or the facts. To
always
understand it a little bit. Okay, good, because I trust you. You're my guru. You're my go-to. Okay, so 6-year relationship, amazing guy. we've had some problems and issues, communication, normal things. It wasn't moving forward, and I knew something had to happen. And so for some reason, I've put up hurdles in the relationship in order to give myself some time to figure things out. And when the hurdles weren't working, I said, you know, I just want to take a break. So I broke up with him Valentine's Day this year. And so it was devastating for him. And he really took it hard, and he came and said, can't we work on this together? Can't we figure this out together? And then he left because he's a very emotional, sensitive guy. So then he gets really physically ill, and then he is missing work because he's so upset over everything. And then he decides his, you know, friends or family is telling him, you know, just break it off. And so he writes me a letter. He says, I need a break. I'm taking off insurance. I'm doing X, Y, Z. You know, give me notice before you come over, all that kind of thing.
Wait a minute. And then, back up, what about the health insurance?
I was on his dental insurance, so he did that. And then the thing that really startled me was when he took me off his Facebook, because we, you know, we're in a relationship and his status was, you know, with me. And so when he did that, it's just like, I lost it. And so I completely unraveled. I hit bottom. I get into a counselor, and I realized how screwed up I am, because the whole time I was with him, I was very self-righteous. I'd been married once before. I'd always blamed the other person. I didn't really want to take ownership of anything. And he had been telling me, my boyfriend had been telling me things for quite some time that I was doing wrong or hurting him. But it wasn't until I hit bottom, Dr. Joy, that I had this profound epiphany, you know, that I have serious attachment issues, and part of what I do to push him away is because I had a very cold and rejecting mother. And so I have intimacy. I'm going to have issues where I'm insecurely attached. I feel afraid of him getting close. So I do bizarre things. So I feel like Valentine's Day, it was just, I sabotaged us. And so I had this profound epiphany. I write him an email back and I told him how very sorry I was. And I said, you know, what I've realized my problem is. And I said, I really need to work on myself because I don't want to be that person anymore. We didn't have issues of addiction and adultery. I mean, we didn't have cheating. We didn't have abuse and nothing like that. And so really we just had some of these, you know, I had a lot of anxiety in the relationship. Sometimes I would get jealous. He had a crazy ex. I mean, I would have anxiety in the relationship that it really bothered him that I had some trust issues. So I have this epiphany and it's just like, wow, you know, no wonder. And I realized that this is just a really great guy. He's pretty much a securely attached guy who gives me my base and my foundation. But now he's feeling like he's seeing some of the problems in the relationship and he's really ambivalent. And I've gone to him and I said, in addition to the letter, I tried no contact, tried giving him space, and then I broke down. And I ended up going over there and visiting with him. And he knew at that point that once I started moving, that once, you know, the relationship is just here broken, he had said, you know, feel free if you need to move on or whatever. And so I put up a profile on a dating site. And he found it. And he said when we were talking, he said, I'm not X, Y, and Z that you have on your profile. And I didn't put two and two together. He just said this. And I wasn't thinking because I was, I didn't realize that he'd actually seen my profile. And he, so his attitude when I said, look, we just need to fix ourselves and then come back together. And he said that he just doesn't know because right now he has so much resistance. He's so hurt. He's got so much anger. He's got so much hurt. He's got so much, he's very stubborn. And so he's in this fog where he's not able to, you know, objectively look at our relationship. And I think for the most part, it was very loving. It was a very good relationship.
Heather, I got it. When was the last time you saw him?
The last time I saw him was this last weekend.
What yesterday?
No, Saturday. So
the day before yesterday.
Before yesterday. We have two different properties, and I have horses at his. I have my place. He has his. I have my horses over at his place. We love horses. We ride together. So I had to take my horse to the vet, and I had asked him if he would trailer her for me, and he said sure. Well, late on Friday night, he texted me and said he changed his mind. He made other plans. So then I have this friend, he's a guy friend that I met since we broke up, and he has a horse trailer, and he's like, sure, I'll come and help you. So my ex-boyfriend was there. He sees this guy pull up in this horse trailer. He picks up my horse. We drive away, and I don't know what he's thinking. Okay. And then
Heather, stop.
Yeah.
Okay. How old are you?
We're both in our early 50s.
Okay. Listen, the two of you, what took 6 years? When the two of you met, were both of you still married to other people? Or why 6 years?
He was still, he was going through a divorce.
Let me give you a read on this before I get so overwhelmed with details that I'm losing sight of what's going on. I think you're right. The two of you need to figure out, I'll tell you what, music, which means hang on with me for a minute and I'll walk you through this whole thing. And that'll be good because I can walk you through all of it at the same time. Heather, we'll be with Heather. Tracy, you'll be right after Heather. Hang on with me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, we're talking with Heather, who's been in a 6-year relationship that has had some issues. And Heather, you mentioned you put up hurdles. Can you be a little bit more specific with me about that? What does that mean?
What was the word? You used the word hurdles.
You said that you'd put up hurdles in the relationship.
I did.
Give me an example of a hurdle.
Well, I think that I would just find fault with him. There were things like I felt he has a daughter with his ex, and, you know, there was things that I felt weren't appropriate, or he wasn't putting up proper boundary. There was just things that, I guess that's normal, that's okay. But I think he just felt like I thought he should get a better job, you know, and so I was working with him on his resume because I felt like, gosh, he could be making more money. There was just stuff like that.
All right,
that.
Heather, let me stop you for a minute. If you, I mean, it sounds to me that the two of you, I mean, first of all, you met before either of you were really ready, which is always a problem. It's always hard to recover from that. And then you weren't completely content with him. And if I understood you correctly, you broke up with him on Valentine's Day. That's not a hurdle. That's a breakup.
Well, it wasn't a breakup so much. What I did was he copes occasionally by drinking. And that was the hurdle that I put up. I had said, because he got drunk last summer, so about once or twice a year he'll get drunk. I don't know why. He just chooses once or twice a year he'll get drunk. I don't think he has I see it as a negative way.
Okay, just tell me about
the healthy. So that's
tell me about the Valentine's Day, because I actually wrote down, you said I broke up with him on Valentine's Day. I called it off on Valentine's Day.
Well, what happened is he wrote me a beautiful card letter. It was so moving. He got close to me, and I panicked. And so what I did is I'm like, okay, I can't do this. I think you've got a drinking problem. You're going to have to quit before I can move forward with you. And so that's what I did.
Okay, listen. If you take a deep breath right now and close your eyes, regardless of who broke up with whom most recently, because the two of you seem to me to take turns, and the two of you are most interested in one another when the other one's just told you to take a hike. And understand, the only reason he'd know you put up a profile is he was on the site, so presumably he put up a profile too. So, but all of that is kind of static. Can you see yourself really being with this guy for the rest of your life? It sounds to me he's got issues about drinking. Two of you met before either of you were ready. He's got a daughter and an ex, and you don't approve of either of them. You don't really like the way he runs his business life. Can you really see yourself being with this guy for the rest of your life as he is now? Not as you could see him as being, but as he is now.
Well, I know what you're saying. I love his daughter.
Heather, don't go off in more explanations. That's a very straightforward, simple question.
Because he's a very agreeable. He's very
Heather. Yes. I'm asking you a specific question. You're tap dancing. Can you see yourself being with this guy for the rest of your life as he is today?
Yes, okay. I just haven't accepted some of the things about him. I think
Heather, that's the point. I think your initial or your gut response of both of us need to be away from each other for a while and working on our own lives is absolutely correct. The problem is that you don't stick with that. The two of you, clearly there's some attraction here, but there's obviously neither of you are quite willing to kind of sign in the dotted line. I mean, neither of you are children. You've been together on and off with all this craziness going on for 6 years, and you do this kabuki dance. It sounds to me, as I said, the two of you are most interested in one another when the other one's just told you to take a hike. You need not to be on his insurance. You ought not to have your horses at his place. The two of you need to take some time and figure out not only who you want, but who you are. And then you've got to believe in fate or kismet or whatever. If the two of you are meant to be together, you will. What you've got here is a train wreck. And it's a train wreck that's been going on for a long time. And whether you have abandonment issues or there are communication issues or he's got a drinking problem or you don't think he sets appropriate boundaries for his kid, all of that is the static. The reality is the two of you are attracted to one another and can't make a relationship work. And the question is, can you ever? And I think that's an open-ended query at this moment. Both of you have some work to do. And
well,
somebody who gets
most of it is, I think most of it, though, Dr. Joy, is my problem because I'm.
Well, but then go and deal with your problem.
So
you can't,
anxiety.
Heather. You can't go back with him now because all the things that for the last 50 years or the last 25 years or the last 25 months that have been an issue are not going to go away overnight. And the first time the two of you go to a party and you think he has too much to drink, it's all going to come up again. The first time his daughter wants to borrow money from him, it's all going to come up again. The first time your mother hangs up on you on the phone, it's all going to come up again. You're right. You need to go and do some work. But the work doesn't happen overnight, and you can't do it with somebody looking over your shoulder, because you'll revert back to old patterns, because that's what everybody does. So accept the fact that the two of you have had something that was very intense, whether it was good or bad, only history and retrospect and perspective will tell you. Who knows? And there'll be some good and some bad on it. The question is, can the two of you go forward together? And you don't know that at this moment. I don't know whether he has work to do or whether he sees himself as having work to do. You do see yourself as having work to do, and I agree with you. So go do the work and then go and see who he is. And once you've done that work, he may or may not be the person you want. You may or may not be the person he wants. The two of you may or may not be able to put together a relationship, but you can't do this anymore. It's crazy.
It's not all bad. I know it sounds like it's all bad.
Heather, it doesn't sound. I've talked. Heather, you're not listening to me. I've never said it was all bad. I said how you evaluate it is still to be determined. And obviously, there's a lot of attraction. The two of you have been together for a fairly long time, but it's not a viable relationship at this moment. So go do the work and stay away from him in the meantime. And once you do the work, who knows what'll happen? But at least you've got a stable. At least you're stable, and whether he's stable, whether he's the person you want, whether you're the person he wants, is still to be determined. But you can't short circuit the process. You already did that once and it didn't work. It won't work any better this time. And both of you have even more baggage today than you had 6 years ago. And God knows you had a lot of baggage 6 years ago. So do the work. Listen to your head. Don't panic about whether he's going to leave or stay, because you don't even know if you want him in your life. When he says, I'm going to leave, that's when you're interested in him. When you say you're going to leave, that's when he's interested in you. The two of you can't run a relationship this way. It'll make both of you nuts.
I don't think it's so much.
Okay, Heather.
I feel
Heather,
like
what's your question to me at this moment?
Well, I feel like he.
No, I need a question. Heather, I need a question.
He's going to be the one that got away.
No, Heather, it has to be a question. The question is who, what, why, hair, where, how, and
how can I stop obsessing about him, because I really believe that he's going to be the one that got away.
Get into therapy and do the work and focus on you is the answer to your question. There's nothing you can do about him. You can't read his mind. He's got some work to do. You have some work to do. Focus on yourself. 855-993-7569. Tracy, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. 805.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3756-9. For those of you who would rather do numbers than letters or do not like combinations, you keep your gravy well away from your peas, only on your mashed potatoes and away from your meat. I know who you are. Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I've called before. I have the 2-year-old son.
Right.
Okay. I talked about this briefly before, but I just wanted a little more insight. I'm a stay-at-home mom. My son's 2.5. I got him enrolled in some social activities, as you recommended. And what I want to know is when I'm here with him, which is 5 days a week, he is, like, we play together, and he's, like, very affectionate and loving. And when my husband gets home or when my husband is around, he turns, like, almost as, like, a hatred towards me, and he's very mean. And it makes me cry, like, I'm not going to, but it's just, like, I don't
know. Tracy, we've gone over this about 4 times together.
Well, but the thing is, I felt like you didn't hear, like, you told me, like, I just want to know, like, what could be causing it, because she'll like it.
Tracy, I've gone over that with you too. Tracy, listen. The last, you have to promise me that you'll never call about this particular issue again, because this is either the fourth or the fifth time I've gone over it with you. And I know it's uncomfortable for you, but your child is manipulating you, and the only way that this is ever going to change is if you stop being manipulated by it. And Tracy, you're going to have to just listen, because I've said all of this to you before, and people who listen to the program with regularity are going to be turning off the program because they're bored. They've heard it before. So you have to hear it this time. So if I were you, I would just listen. You can take notes if you want. You can get the podcast in 20 minutes, but you can't ever call me about this exact issue again, because it's the fourth or fifth time, okay?
Exactly.
All right, so here's the deal. Tracy, you can't talk. You just have to listen. Two-year-olds are manipulative. Your child is perfectly willing to be around you when you're the only game in town. When your husband comes home, that's the absent parent, so that's the more valued parent when they're the two of you, because he can count on you. He's used to being around you in the same way that if you have two parents and one of them spends a lot of time with you and one of them spends less time with you, you'll value the person who spends less time with you because they spend less time with you. It's just part of the inevitability of human behavior, and it is very evident in adults, and it's even more evident in two-year-olds, because two-year-olds haven't learned to be subtle. They just do what their instincts tell them, and everybody's instincts does the same thing. If you have meat and potatoes every night for dinner, you have steak every night for dinner, and somebody offers you lobster, lobster looks great. If you have lobster every night for dinner and somebody offers you steak, steak looks great. It's just how human beings are. And you are the meat and potatoes of your son's life. You're with him every day. He likes you. He loves you. But when somebody offers him lobster, which is your husband, he's going to opt for the lobster. You have to understand this on an intellectual level, on an emotional level. It's not going to feel very good. But that's why you have a head on top of your shoulders and on top of your heart. What you can do is stay in the room and play. You can ignore your son, and when you ignore him, he'll be much more interested in you. But being upset, crying about it, just gives that little two-year-old child, who is just a whole bunch of emotions that aren't very civilized yet, reinforcement for behaving this way.
And do I punish him when he slams the door in my face?
No. I mean, why would he slam the door, first of all? I mean, he's two.
Well, I go to my room, and I'll go to where he's playing, and I'll say hi to my kid, and he'll say no, and he'll slam the door in my face.
Well, then don't do it anywhere near a door. He's allowed to say no, and when he's playing with his father, let him play with his father. This isn't a competition. You're not trying to take him away from his father. And when he's doing something he wants to do and you're trying to take him away from it, then he's going to have a temper tantrum. The same way when he's watching television and you tell him it's time for bed, he's going to have a temper tantrum. The same way when you tell him that he can't play with that particular toy. I mean, Tracy, you have to take this less personally. You're going to have to learn to be a grown-up about it. And if you can't, because, as I said, I'm not going to go over this with you again, then you need to find a therapist and figure out how to be a parent to your child, because you're becoming a two-year-old to his two-year-old. And I got to tell you, being a parent, it's going to get worse, not better. He'll be fine when he's three, because most kids when they're three sort of level out, except that you're reinforcing this behavior so much, it may not level out as quickly as it should. But when he's four and when he's six and when he's eight and when he's a teenager, he's going to do all these kinds of things again, because it's a way of getting what he wants by manipulating his parent. You can't be so easy to manipulate. It's dangerous for him. All right?
Okay,
so
can I ask one more question?
One more question. But you have,
okay,
on the condition, you promised me you will never call me
no.
about this issue again,
yeah.
ever.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
When he's playing with his dad in the room and I want to play too, and I go
Nope. You get to play with him all the time. No, you can be in the room, but this is time he wants to play with his dad. Let him alone.
And just let him yell at me and tell me to get out?
No, you don't have to. He's not going to yell at you if you're not trying to interrupt his playing with his dad. Let them have time. It's not a popularity contest. It's not who do you love best. You're around him all the time. His father doesn't get as much time to play around with him, to play with him. So let them play together. They'll be okay. You can sit and read a book. You can look at your DVD. You can do whatever you want. And the less attention you pay to him, the more attention he'll pay to you. Folks, parenting is the toughest job any of us ever undertake. But we can't be children when we're trying to parent our kids, because it will just end up in chaos. And children aren't supposed to be sensible. They're not supposed to be reasonable. They're not supposed to be anything but what they are, which means that we have to be reasonable. We have to be sensible. We have to not take things personally. And certainly our kids can get us in a way that nobody else can. So, all right, so the deal is, and if you're finding that you just simply can't get over it, then it's probably something from your childhood that you need to go back and revisit. Because we do influence our children in the same way our parents influenced us, and you don't want familial issues to continue generation after generation, because it looks inherent at some point, and you don't want that to be the case. All right, 855-993-7569. So hopefully, as Tracy's child gets older, she'll have other things to call me about as opposed to that. But, and folks, look, I'm usually willing to give you like two shots at the same thing, but after two, you're not going to hear it, and everybody else is going to get bored with it. So, all right, and that's what the DVDs are for, in case you need to listen to it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And look, I understand this stuff is tough stuff sometimes, that we're talking about emotional issues. I mean, I don't deal with, you know, how to make your petunias grow stronger. I deal with with things that are really important to you, and therefore they're emotional and they're hard to hear, and especially when I tell you something that is not exactly what you had in mind, but still, all right, can't do it over and over and over again, all right, because, the first time, I know it's hard to hear, the second time, maybe, but the third time, there really are people who listen all the time, and they're just going to say, geez, Louise, you know. And they're going to get mad at me, not you. So we'll sort it out, right? Sandra, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, I have a question for you. I have a daughter who's been dating one of her boyfriends for some time.
Okay. How old is your daughter?
20.
Okay.
And
how long is some time?
Let's say like 2 years.
Okay. And he's about the same age?
No, he's 27.
Okay.
And she's just apparently finding out that he has a drug problem. And my concern is she tells me everything, but my question is, how can he knows he needs help and he's going to go get the help? And with all this being said, me as her mom, and he's a very nice young man. I mean, there's good people out there, but bad things happen. And I see that he wants to go seek the help that he needs.
What's the drug that he's using? And is this a recent problem, or she just tumbled to him? You're saying it's not a long-distance relationship, is it?
No. Well, I guess you can't say, because he lives here, she lives here, but his work is always out of town.
So how often do they see each other? On a weekly basis, would you say?
Oh, maybe two or three times.
Okay, well, so it's not long distance. I mean, the question is how major a cocaine problem is it if they've been dating each other for 2 years and she just figured it out?
Well, I guess he was hiding it very well from her. Until she finally noticed his, maybe a month ago, his reactions, and, you know, he was just not the same person anymore.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what. When we come back, I need to focus on that month ago for to start with. I promise I won't forget your questions, but let's focus on that a bit, all right? When we come back, see if you can kind of dredge up what you know about that, what happened a month ago. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz, and I'm too excited to sleep. Have you ever been too excited to sleep? In my case, I can't sleep because I'm engaged in my own fun, wonderful, rewarding business in which I do well and do good, lots of good at the same time. The wheels in my head are always turning, coming up with creative ideas to grow this business and to share it with others, train them for free, and get them to my level of success and excitement. This business has no employees, no rent, and no advertising costs. It's a people business that uses phones, video, email, and online technology to spread a very valuable and timely message about health, wealth, and above all, independence. You can get started in this business with as little as $10, but if you can afford an additional one-time charge of $500, you can jumpstart your success. And it doesn't cost anything to watch a 17-minute video all about this amazing business that you too can join and start doing well and do a lot of good at the same time. Go online to this website, TooExcitedToSleep.net. That's TooExcitedToSleep.net. TooExcitedToSleep.net.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Sandra, who's got a 20-year-old daughter who's been dating a dude who's 27 for a couple of years. And about a month ago, she figured out he had a serious cocaine problem. Are you privy to any of the details about how she figured it out a month ago? Do you know what he was doing or saying or...
No, it was just, you know, she could tell he was just totally different as far as his actions and talking to her and all that. And finally, he did divulge that information to her.
What do you know exactly what he said? I know you weren't there, but did she tell you what he said?
I guess she just asked him, you know, if he was doing drugs, and he said, yeah. She said, okay, then what are you doing? And then mm-hmm. that's when he, you know, come back.
Okay, so is she with him, or is she still with him or not with him?
No. Mm-mm.
No what?
No, only because, I know she wants to, but as of today, no, because then, of course, she finds him texting and Snapchatting or whatever with other girls. It's like, oh, then forget it. You really lost my respect there.
Okay, so the issue isn't drugs at this moment. The issue is infidelity?
It's both.
Well, the two certainly are not unrelated, are they? Is what we know is that drugs are basically, you know, alcohol in particular, and I suppose any drug is going to sort of alter your reality. And it's, you know, the idea is that alcohol is the solvent of the superego, that part of us that says, no, don't do this. So the question to me at this moment is how to talk to your daughter about it. Sounds like she's already made her decision. Do you think she's going to go back to him?
Well, I guess this is my question. Because her love is so strong for him, she doesn't need to intervene.
Okay. All right. Here's what I do. I think you're right. Now is probably the time to talk with her, because if in fact he says, you know, I'm a changed man. All right. What I would say to your daughter is, look, you're not looking for a date at this moment. You're thinking of him as a potential mate, and so that not only a mate to be with the rest of your life, but also to be the father of your children, to co-own property with you, to be the person that's there for you when you have a problem. Drug addicts are not really famous for being responsible parents, responsible mates, faithful companions, good at finances, because what they tend to do is think exactly about how to get the next fix, which means that, not to mention their sperm count and their mutations and their genes and all sorts of things of that sort, but just on the face of it, that a drug addict is going to be much more worried about scoring than about paying the mortgage, about being home on time for dinner, about changing the baby's diapers. And you can play the podcast for her if you want in a little bit. So the point is, if you're looking at this guy as a long-term prospect, not a date for Saturday night, then I think you have to understand that he has to be drug-free. And you're saying, if I understand you correctly, Sandra, and you understand your daughter correctly, that he's been using for a long time. This wasn't a one-shot deal. That he has a drug problem. Does he admit that he has a drug problem, or just that he's using? Because they're a little bit different. Do you know?
I can't confirm that. I just know
that. Right. Well, but she can deal with this. That if it's a one shot deal, that's one thing. It doesn't sound like it's a one shot deal. It sounds like he's been using for a long time, and she just hasn't been. She was in love with him, and she chose to ignore the warning signs and yada yada. So the point is, if he's been using for a while, he's not going to be able to instantly change that behavior. It's an ingrained behavior, and he needs to be able to not only assure her but assure himself that this is no longer an issue, and whatever that takes, whether that takes detox or going through rehab or whatever, being in NA or whatever it is, and that he needs to be able to have the space and the freedom to be able to do this without somebody looking over his shoulders, to understand that quite often the decision to get clean and sober is not linear, that sometimes there are missteps. And he needs to be able to do this privately, because if she's watching him and he goes and he backslides, then she's not going to trust him, and she's going to turn into his mother, and she doesn't want to be a human breathalyzer. So all the things that will happen if she is there while he's, and I mean, she already sees this. The question in her mind is, if he says he's going to rehab, how come he's not in rehab? And when is he going to go to rehab? And so she already understands that her life and this relationship have altered dramatically once he admits that he's got a drug problem, because she then feels that it's her responsibility to make sure that he does what he says he's going to do. Can't do that in a relationship. It will poison it, because then he'll become a naughty little boy of figuring out how to sneak around her. And so any trust, any reliability, any sharing, any parity, any equality, any of the kinds of things that we want in relationships completely dissolve. It's just not possible. So if she just views this guy as he was really fun, you know, that I was 18 when I met him and he was an older man, and you know, that 7 years made a huge difference because he was so much cooler than the guys I knew, but when I really look at it, I can't see spending my life with this guy, then she should just walk away and not worry about whether he does or doesn't do. I mean, they may have been friends, she may have loved him, but so what? This is his problem, not hers, and he's not asking for help, and he's not getting any help. If she views him as a long-term prospect, then she has no choice but to walk away, because she has to not only be certain, but he has to be certain. He has to be able to make her a promise that he knows he can keep. And if you're a drug addict, you can't make promises you can keep, because you'll say anything. So, and I would say this to her now, because right now she's hurting and she's questioning, and I think you're right. If he comes back and says, it's the biggest mistake of my life, I promise I'll never use again, she's going to be tempted. And what she has to do is put those boundaries in place, because if she really loves him, she's not doing him any good to come back before he's ready. And before she's ready, because she'll go through this again. So what I would say to her is, if you love him, you have to stay away from him for a while, and you have to let him find his own way into rehab, because you don't get clean and sober. You don't get off drugs for somebody else, because it's an addiction, literally. You get off of it because it is making your life a living hell, and he's not there yet. If he was, he'd be in rehab. So she can't take that role on her shoulders, because if she takes it on her shoulders, it's not on his. And if it's on his, it's not going to happen, period. That's it. I mean, there aren't exceptions to that. So that's number one. Number two, if she doesn't view him as a long-term prospect, she can understand that all the characteristics that she liked in him, she can find probably in somebody else, and she needs to make sure they're not drug addicts, and to be a little bit more careful, and she can take this time of mourning and grieving the end of the relationship to see what kind of symptoms and what kind of red flags she missed. But I would talk with her. I think your instinct is right, is to hold her and tell her how sorry you are, and let her look at what her next step is going to be, with the idea being that it's very likely at some point he's going to come back, and that she can't let him back until he is clean and sober. And we're not talking weeks or months, we're probably talking at least a year and maybe more. Right? If you have more questions, you stay on for me, and if not, I'll put Mammy with you. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.